we decided, you know, we want to try to make a living doing this. And it was much more pressure, much more.
Did you make a living?
Yeah, really.
Meager,
but we were probably at, 99% of that.
How many years would you say you went full-time?
Probably, what, 2.5, 3?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And, yeah, it was just non-stop touring and promoting and you know, before that, the musician's guide to touring and...
Sure, before the internet.
Before that, we were sitting in San Francisco one day, we were closing on finishing up with our album, our second album. And Joe and I were like, you know, we have got to put together a national tour. There weren't, you know, the old Steve Ozarks and people like that sitting around to book your world tour, you know. And we were like, how would you go about that? And we thought, well, you know, let's find every city in the country we can think of with colleges and just call the college radio station, talk to whoever's there and ask what are the cool clubs to play and who's the promoter, whatever information we can get. We'll shoot in the album, then we'll contact the club, and we compiled this Rolodex of, I mean, almost every single major club in the country, and got the jump by about a year and a half or 2 years on everybody who had, all of a sudden was using the musician's guide in the battle. We'd spent probably $3,000 in phone bills on all that information, and countless hours, and I can't tell you, but I mean, we had it, and that was at a time in the country when there weren't very many people who had that, and we had it all. And, I mean, even when the band ended, and you know, I started working with Steve in his agency, mainly because I knew every booker in the country. I mean, it was just from having played there and booked the show.